Okay, so we are up to page Kuf Mem Gimel, Simin Chof Gimel, Halacha Chavav, 26. Okay, one more time. Page Kuf Mem Gimel, it's on the left side. Simin Chof Gimel, Halacha Chavav, B'chole Shekarin B'toro, Oymim Achar Kachasi Kaddish, Levad B'mincha B'Shabbos, B'mincha B'Tainis. Why? You do say Kaddish. You say the Chatzik Kaddish before you daven the Shmon Esrei, right? It's like, think about a Shabbos Mincha. You put back the Sefer Torah, and then what do you do before? What do you do after you put back the Sefer Torah? Hashvei Hashem Lach v'Nashuv Chadesh Shemini Kedem Chatzik Kaddish. So why don't you do the same thing on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you finish putting back, you put back the Sefer Torah, and then you say Ashrei, and then you say Chatzik Kaddish. No, because that's a different tefillah. See, when it's a different tefillah, the Ashrei is the Chatzik Kaddish is not for the Sefer Torah. You cannot combine the Chatzik Kaddish that you're using for the Hakdama to Musaf to the Chatzik Kaddish for the Sefer Torah. So again, on Shabbos, you only have one tefillah. You take the Sefer Torah, Hashvei Hashem Lach V'Nashuv Chadesh Kedem, you're going to say Chatzik Kaddish. That Chatzik Kaddish is good for the finishing of the Sefer Torah. But don't confuse this with the Chatzik Kaddish we say after, right before we dive in the Musaf of Shmoneh Esrei. That is considered to be a Chatzik Kaddish for the Tefillah of Musaf. Whereas the Kriyas HaTorah is really Shaykh to Shachris. It's really part of the Shacharis, and therefore you do need a Chatzik Kaddish after you finish. You finish reciting, you finish saying Kriyas HaTorah. Now the Shoyim Lefnei Tefillah of Mincha B'Tainis Shesem HaLakaddish Shoyim Lefnei Tefillas Shmonesh. Let's see over here at the bottom. Tes Zayin. Interesting halacha. B'chol Eishu Kamei Torah. Ayim Shal Shuvus Yad Meir. Let's say there are seven people that did not hear Kriyas HaTorah. So now you want to take out a step. So you want to lane. Are you allowed? But three people did hear. Three people already heard. So the rule is, according to this interpretation, sin. And why the number seven? Because there are seven aliyos. So each person will get one aliyah. That's
on Shabbos, right?
On Shabbos, right? Let's see. He discusses towards the end. Let's see. B'chol Eishu Kamei Torah. Ayim Shal Yad Meir Dim Yeshiva Shloshama Oid Kriyas HaTorah. Motu Lohoitzi Asefe B'Shilam V'Al Kaponim Yu Shisha. At least six. I don't know. I guess six is. I'm not sure. I don't know why. I don't know what the significance of six is. The Ayin b'Shas Shuvas Nid B'Yehuda Shemira Daita Shafilu Mkulam Shamu Ela Shreitzim La'Alois L'Tera Gamkein Ela Shreitzim La'Alois B'Tera Gamkein Mutu Likros. He disagrees. He holds that even if they already all heard, they all heard, but they won Aliyah. In other words, they all went to Shul and they all heard Kriyas HaTorah, but they all chiyuvim. Everyone here, let's say you have a week, and everyone has a yard site. So they go to, they all expect they're going to get an aliyah, and then the Gabbai sure changes them all, and no one gets an aliyah. So they all won aliyahs, but they already heard Kriyas HaTorah. There's such a hechem, mayish hoye kachaya, that's this case. 10 people, everyone who Kriyas HaTorah, and they all very bitter, they all wanted an aliyah. So they can go outside, and they can go take out a Sefer Torah, and they can lay in the Kriyas HaTorah all over again, so that they all can get aliyahs. Even though they all heard the Kriyas HaTorah, it's good, it's okay. That's according to Nadab Yehuda. Uv Shailas Hachuvas Marsham, Hello Shal Kaponim Yu, he makes a Pshara. Yiyu Shaloyu Shamu Kabinyan Oilim. You know, he says no. He says there should be at least the number of Aliyos should not have heard. So if you have Shabbos, you have seven people. It's during the week, there are three people. At least three people during the week, or seven on Shabbos, should not have heard Kriyas HaTorah in order to make it legitimate to allow you to take out a Sefer Torah to lay in again. V'chein kosaf per mahar sham. Shal shuz priya sadeh. Hello, the afilu b'yesh gimel shloy sham. Gam kein mutu loitzi Sefer Torah. V'chein he holds three is enough, even if seeming for Shabbos. V'chein hello b'shal shuz teres yich yikusiel. V'chosev oy de afilu im kulam shamu im espalim v'minyin. Yesh lahatir. The Shaykh Lesader Hatzfila, the Shaykh Lesader Hatzfila. So this is a new case, a new situation, where the people all heard Kriyas HaTorah, but did not yet daven. Okay, that's a very strange case. They didn't daven, so now they're all going to daven Shachris and Musaf, and they all want to lane again. So technically speaking, they don't have to really lane, because since the all people in this minyan of Shachris and Musaf have already heard Kriyas HaTorah, there's no need for them to lane Kriyas, to do Kriyas HaTorah. But if they want to do Kriyas HaTorah, even though they all heard Kriyas HaTorah, since Kriyas HaTorah is part of the Seder HaTzfilah, it's a very interesting idea, therefore it's okay for them to lane, to take out a Sefer Torah and to lane and to give out the Aliyahs, and because it's shaykh to the Seder HaTzfilah. Now what he's doing over here is he's touching upon something that's very interesting and very, very controversial. In Chaim Berlin, they have a minog on Simchas Torah, and this is becoming popular by many, a lot of some places, is they are mishane the Seder HaTzfilah. This they claim they did this in Slobodka. That's what I've heard. Rav Huna does this, he says, because this is what they did in Slobodka. What do they do? On Simchas Torah, they daven Shachris. Okay, daven whole Shachris. You finish davening Shmona Esrei. Tiskabel, right? The Shmona Esrei is over. Kaddish Tiskabel. So Hallel. After Hallel, Kaddish Tiskabel. Now, if you were in a regular shul, what would you do now in a regular shul? You would say, you would say, Ataresa. Ataresa, and then Ataresa is really the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah. Ataresa, Hakafis, which leads into Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Seder Hatzil, Ataresa. Yeah. When you take out the Sefer Torah, Hoitzah, you just do a very long Hoitzah. The Hoitzah turns into Hakafis, right? You take out the Sefer Torah with Hakafis, and then you do Kriyas HaTorah. No, right after Tiskabel, Kokeli. They say Kokeli, even though you say Sisu the Simcha, whatever it is, Kokeli, Ashrei, and you go into Musaf. So what happened to Kriyas HaTorah? Come the afternoon, Ashrei, Uvolat Tzion, take out the Sefer Torah, laning first, you lane the five aliyahs with Chasson Torah, Chasson Bereshis, and then they put back the Sefer Torah. Would you believe this? They put back the Sefer Torah, and then Ataharis, and then Akafis, and then when they finish Akafis, and then when they finish Akafis, Aleinu, and the service is over.
Only five
aliyahs. Yeah, they only have five aliyahs. No, the oilam doesn't get there. Everyone does. The oilam does not get an aliyah. Right.
During
Mincha. So many people say it's Mamash Shaloi Kedin. Mamash Shaloi Kedin, because it's Kneged, the Seder HaTzfilah. The Seder HaTzfilah is...
Why did they do that?
What? So there are people that didn't protest. I know for a fact that people in protest do not daven there. Tell me the Chaman, if they're studying them left. they don't daven, and they don't daven because it's a Shaloi Kedin. So it's a good... So Rav Hudner, he said, I'm not doing anything original. This is what they did in Slobodka. Famous Slobodka, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Famous, he was mamish. When you read about Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, it was a spook. Okay, we're not talking about ordinary people, we're talking about Malachi Elohim. If Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel can do this in Slobodka, holy of the holy, we can do it here in Flatbush, though the world won't come to them. What?
Why wasn't this adopted by other shuls?
I guess it wasn't practical for them. It's much more practical to do the traditional way. People most what
there were many other students besides Rav
Hutton. They didn't have a Simchas Torah that in this fashion. They didn't go to town like this. A regular shul, you know, the Hakavas by 1:30, you're home, you finish, you have a Siddur, you have a meal, you have a family. It's much more practical for the average person to do things the way they're normally done. If you want to do extreme things, you want to have a very elaborate Simchas Torah.
But it's odd that there's not other places that cop that open to this. Slobodka wasn't the small yeshiva.
Right, all the Russian yeshivas today, all the whole Torah in America was all built from Talmidim of Slobodka.
So how come they don't?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I think part of the Amina is just based on certain things that other shul do because of that they wanted to, you know, Musaf becomes a joke after Hakafis and
Birchos Kehanim.
But everybody makes Kiddush.
Right. That's also not so simple. It's a very problematic.
It's a lot of hoilers.
Right. There are a lot of things. So regular shul also breaks the rule.
Yeah.
Every shul, you say Birchos Kehanim is done by Shachris.
Shachris.
That's not right. That's Shaloi Kedin. That's shloi
kedin.
Shloi kedin.
Because they give a kiddush after Shabbos.
Chayv making kiddush to make. So when do you make kiddush? So some shuls they make kiddush before Hakafas, after Hakafas,
during
Hakafas, before the laning. You make kiddush before the laning. It's not so simple. You should be able to eat before Kriya Satara. That's not so simple. So every shul has its own violation.
Right.
That's a little bit better. But you have not yet. But yeah, that's only the aliyah. That's not before you've lain the Kriya Satara for the day.
No eating, no drinking until after Musaf.
Oh, you see?
When I have a kafis and laning, nobody makes it. He won't take out. It's his, you know, his shul. And he doesn't. The first year he opened, right, the people were incensed.
But every shul has their own personal violation of the law, so no one has clean hands in these matters. Okay, I'll give you another example of the Seder Hatzilah. Traditionally, we once discussed this. Traditionally, in America, when does the rabbi make a drasha? The rabbi makes a drasha before when? After Ashrei. Yeah. After Ashrei, before Chatzi Kaddish. Ashrei, put back the Sefer Torah, and then, yeah?
Yeah, but Katz changed.
Oh, he changed.
He used to make it after.
Before the Kriya Satara.
That is wrong.
Right after Shmon Esra, I say, it's right, and they say, Miz Mashiach and Mashiach.
Okay.
And Shabbos. They'd say the Kaddish, and then he would get up and speak.
Okay, yeah.
But right. Now he changed it.
And what does he do now?
He does it before. They put the Sefer Torah back.
Yeah.
Menucha, everything is said.
Yeah.
Not the Chatzi Kaddish, and then he speaks.
Before Chatzi Kaddish.
Before, correct.
Okay, but I'm asking Ashrei. When did they say Ashrei? Ashrei was said when the seventh. When does Musaf begin? Musaf begins with Ashrei. That's the halacha. A tefila begins with Ashrei. Slichos begins with Ashrei. Mincha begins with Ashrei. Musaf begins with Ashrei. And then you do what you need to do. You see Ashrei, you put back the Sefer Torah, you say Chatzi Kaddish, and then you go into the Shmon Esrei. If you're having a drasha after you put back the Sefer Torah before Chatzi Kaddish, you are being mafsik between in the middle of the Musaf. So therefore, some Rabbanim have come and have done, and this is very controversial, they have rearranged the Seder HaTzvilah, where there is no Ashra, you put back the Sefer Torah, and then the rabbi makes a drasha, and after the rabbi finishes the drasha, Ashra Yoshve Ve'Secha. That's not the traditional Seder HaTzvilah. Is this proper or is this not proper? So there are different opinions on this matter. The point I want to make is we have here something that's very fascinating here in this Shabbos of Halacha, which charges upon this thing. Nogeh Halacha L'Maisa. He's saying over here that if you have 10 people, they all heard Kriya Satara, it's not, and they're all desperate for an aliyah, it's not the right thing to take out a Sefer Torah and lay. It's not the right thing to do. But in a situation where they didn't dive in, some convoluted story. They all heard Kriya Satara, but they didn't daven Shachris, they didn't daven Musaf. After the Kriya Satara is over, okay, we're now going to daven Shachris and Musaf. They start davening Shachris, they finish Shachris, we want to lay now. But we already heard laning. Even though normally you can't do, but now you can do it, because the laning is part of the Seder HaTzvilah. At Kidei Kach, that now you're allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and lane, even though all of you are already Yotze Yikriya Satara by hearing the laning. No, because it's part of the Seder HaTzvilah. So you see from this, at Kidei Kach, how far it goes, that the laning in the right location between Shachris and Musaf is part of the Seder HaTzvilah. And it's not a light thing to on your own to just to rip out the Kriya Satara and to put it in a new location. But it's about not Hashem saying anything new, because I mean, obviously you have to know the limits, there are guidelines. If they did in Slobodka, among the Gedolei Yisrael, obviously there are exceptions to the rule. But the same thing goes, you see this idea, there's a Seder, it's not so simple to go and take the Ashrei out of its proper location, to say the Ashrei after the rabbi says the drasha. Again, some have a tradition to do, some do not. So these are different...
It's
tradition. Tradition, the rabbi, by and large, in most shuls across America, the rabbi makes drasha before Musaf. Right? Isn't that the most...
maximum amount of women there also.
You say before Musaf, Rabbi, what are you referring to? Because you said Ashrei starts Musaf.
Before the Chatzi Kaddish. Ashrei, right. This is certainly the way it used to be done. Today things have changed quite a bit, but it used to be done traditionally in America, across America, that Ashrei, put back the Sefer Torah, the rabbi makes a drasha, and then you say Chatzi Kaddish. Oh, it's a hefsik? Not really. It's not really hefsik because it's a seirus. It's you are arousing the olam. It's part of the Seder HaTfilah to awaken the people to daven. Some people feel that their Dvar Torah is not necessarily a seirus, I guess. No, a traditional sermon is to be meoirer, to arouse the people. In America, it changed from his seirus to a nice Dvar Torah. I'll talk about politics, to make an appeal. So the whole style of the drush has changed. So many view it, it's not his oros, it's not really related to the tefillah. It's a hefsik, so maybe it would be better that we should say Ashrei after the drasha is over. And then today, it's a whole new world, so why have the drasha after Musaf? People are already tired, you want their attention, people have a very short attention span today, so let's do it in the beginning of davening for Kriyas HaTorah, or better, let's do it when davening is over entirely. No one's held hostage here. Everyone can leave. Things have evolved quite a bit in modern times. Yeah.
There's a Rebbe Maker, I forgot his name. The doctor has the drasha after davening.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to tie people.
Right. I know. I saw that myself. My brother, where he lives in Pine River. My Hertz guy was there in his shul, so he has a big oilam, and they finished the davening completely.
Yeah.
Finished. And then he gets up to speak.
Right.
So it's very interesting because if you leave then, you're making this, in a way it's much more powerful. In a way it's more powerful. You're making a real statement. What?
Before speech?
No, the kiddush is after.
After.
So that's how no, but there's really a kiddush. They don't always have a kiddushim. It's not so common to have a kiddush because it's a big whatever. But the week I was there was no kiddush. So there, davening is over entirely. There's no kaddish yosim that has to be said. You're done. And then he gets up to speak. So if you walk out, you're making a statement, Rabbi, I don't hold from you. What? It's one thing, you walk out before, you don't make the judgment before. I don't hold from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The same way I walked out for you, I walked out for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you can't expect me to hold you more than the Ribbono Shel Olam. But here, the Ribbono Shel Olam I held from. But to leave for your drasha, it's very interesting. It's a whole new dynamic. When
most people are not even up to the shul at all because it's
and then there's a minhag. This is very, it takes a lot of. I never saw it. I heard a lot about this. It was where a rabbi gives a 2-minute drasha before each aliyah. Did you ever hear this?
Yeah.
You got to be really careful to do that. You have to really know how to do it. You get carried away, and you turn your 2 minutes turn into 5 minutes. You know you're not gonna get the drasha. Come back next week.
It sounds like
he's doing over and over.
So that's
yeah.
And you have 10 people standing there. You're gonna have people hearing it.
The
over.
Rules of Simchas Torah are relaxed.
The window, right.
Are very relaxed. You get children on Simchas Torah.
Right.
You can get a double Ali on Simchas Torah. Everything is very different. Okay, let's go further. So this is what he says over here. I just want to bring out that point. There's a nafkamina here in these last words. Yesh lahat the shayich leseder hatzila. Innocent words, but they're very powerful. And don't be so quick to play around. You go like also people. They do this. They come to the shtiblach. They come late and they're rotating minyanim. Oh, al chap. The Kriyas HaTorah in this minyan.
Oh, yes.
And I'll have the Kedusha from this minyan.
Yes.
And I'll have this. That's totally off.
Go every morning to.
There is something called Seder HaTzvilah. There's an order. You're not supposed to play around with the Seder. Okay, let's go further. On Monday and Thursday, we all know that you say those Yehi Rotzoins. The tzibur has to listen carefully and answer. It goes hand in hand with tachlon. Not with mamatzeach, not with anything other than
Tachnun. If you don't say Tachnun, you don't say the Yehi Rotzen. If you say Tachnun, then you do say the Yehi Rotzen. Chav Ches. Achar Kach, Machnitz Nesev Torah L'Aron HaKodesh, Mitzvah Kol Odom, Shesev Torah L'Oyver L'Fonev, Tachin Magbiva HaGoylo, Shilavu Oyso, so this is from Allah, the Magbiva, the HaGoylel is supposed to escort the Sefer Torah. Now the Goylel by that time is probably long gone, especially if you have a mafti on a Shabbos, but this is Nogi Halacha L'maisa. If you get Hagbis, one thing, you're in the audience. So the minhag today is not to be malave. It's not so much to be malave. If you live in a small shul, you can come forward. And in fact, many, when I was in yeshiva, in Yeshiva Katana, they told us not to come because they don't want a whole commotion. Yeah. If everyone, you have a very big crowd of all these little kids, and everyone, oh, malave, the Sefer Torah to the Aron. You have 50 wild kids, or 100 wild kids, everyone's going to run to malave. It's not going to be a cover of the Sefer Torah. So you have to stand back sometimes. But the one that gets Hagba really should be malave the Sefer Torah. Even if you sing in the audience, so it's not your custom, so you take a few steps forward. That's, I think, very common. They take two or three steps forward to show that you want to be malave the Sefer Torah. You're not going to go jump up to the front. Some do it. There's always this one guy that's running up to be malave the Sefer Torah. But generally, you know, you stand back. But if you're the Hag Magbia, so Imam is you're handing it off. I did Hag, I'm holding it, I'm handing it off to you. So it seems that it'll be more proper for the Magbia to be Malava more than he ordinarily would, since he is handing off. And in the Goyal it says, I don't know how the Goyal, I guess he's still there in the case where he's still available. Shilav, so at Lefnei, Ha'orin HaKodesh. Halacha Chavtes. Everyone knows halacha. You come to a minyan in camp, right? They go on these trips, and there's no Sefer Torah. So what do? You lay from a chumash. No aliyos. Just someone should lay. I remember this. When I was in camp. I remember we did this. I remember memories from way back. That if you don't have a Sefer Torah, it happens. When you go, you have a simcha. I heard about this. People go. They go. They go for a wedding in out of town, wherever. They go to Chicago, and they have a group flight. And then they realize, wait a minute, the group flight, we're coming back Monday morning. The flight leaves very early. We have to all leave very early, and there's no time to dive in. There's no Sefer Torah. Diving in the airport, so there's no Sefer Torah. So then one person is supposed to just lay from a chumash at, and then if you come back to the city. So there are places they go to a shul for mincha, and they lay in by mincha. I heard about this. Yeah, to lay in for a Sefer Torah, you always, no, chumash, you have a minyan here. I mean, if you're alone, I mean, if you die in the yechidus.
Not even be yechidus, yeah, I have three relatives.
Seems not. It seems you have to have a minyan. I never heard of a person laying from the chumash if you don't have a minyan.
So your example, Robert, at the airport.
Yeah.
On the plane.
You have to have 9 other Jews sitting with you in the airport lounge?
Yeah.
If you're going to read from the Chumash?
Yeah, you're only required to read from the Chumash. If you're dining in the airport lounge, you have 10 people, it's a Monday morning, and there's no Sefer Torah, and you have a minyan. Everyone's there, and Talis and Tfilin, and there's a Shlech Tzibor, and they finish Shmona Esrei. What do you do now? Just Tachnun? And I mean, just Asher Volotzia? No. If you're diving in the airport lounge on a Monday, Thursday, no alias. One person just should read for the 10 people the parsha. The portion.
But if you're in the chumash, like Phil was saying,
yeah.
Two or three people sitting in the lounge.
No. A minion. Yeah. We're discussing a situation when you're davening with a minion. There are 10 people davening together. Happens to be Monday and Thursday. You finish Tachnun. You're up to Asher Volotzian. Don't just skip Asher Volotzian. One person should do a Mak Kriya Satora. Yeah?
I mean, if you wanted to, you could read it to yourself if you don't have a minion, right?
If you don't, but I don't think there's an Indian to read it to yourself. If you are not dialing with a minion, I never heard that there's an Indian. And there's an Indian that you should read it yourself. You can. I don't think you're doing anything. You're not gaining anything. So you learn. So it's a nice thing, of course. You have to be mavesedra, shleimim v'chatargim. But I don't think there's any din in the seder hatzvila. If you're davening with a minion, part of the seder hatzvila with the minion is to read from the Torah. Lechatzvila, you should read from a kosher sefer Torah, and you give out three aliyahs and follow all the rules. If you have a minion and you don't have a sefer Torah, so at least one person should get up and should read the psukim, and that is mekayim the takana of leaning from the Torah on Monday and Thursday.
What if you have you're reading from the Sefer Torah?
Yeah.
And it's the only one.
And it's yeah.
That becomes possible.
Oh, so you would do the same thing. You read without brachas.
No aliyas.
I once heard an opinion. I don't know where this is brought down, that if it's possible, you should read from a different chumash. Let's say the psul is in chumash Shemos. You're learning parsha Shemos. Parsha Ve'era. In parsha Ve'era, there's a psul. So what do? I once heard, I don't think the Olam does this. So what you do is you roll the Sefer Torah either to Bereishis, or you roll it to Vayikra, to a different chumash, and you could assume that chumash, everything is kosher, and you read three, and you read 10 psukim from, something else. The takana of Moshe Rabbeinu was to read from the Torah. There's no halacha, you have to read specifically this parsha. Lechatchil, of course, Kiddush Desidra, we have an arrangement. You read from the right parsha. If you try to read the wrong parsha on Monday, Thursday, you can get stoned. But when you have no choice, and chumash, there's a psalm Sefer Torah, I have never seen it done. I've heard about this. But if the Sefer Torah is possible, so then I guess you would read from the Sefer Torah without.
It's not really possible. That chumash itself would be possible. The other four.
No, because you can divide up. There are opinions that hold that you can divide the Sefer into five parts. So it's five different chumashim. So you can read. You can make a bracha from a portion of the Sefer Torah that is kosher. But it's not going to be from this week's parasha, so you have to roll to a different chumash. I don't know if it's done, if such a thing is done actually in practice. So don't do this. Never heard it done, but okay.
No, it doesn't mean.
Yeah. I never heard it done. I never saw it done, but I heard of such a thing.
Very brief.
I've heard of such a thing, but this is not so uncommon what it says. If you don't have a Sefer Torah, okay, let's see the bottom. The bottom of here, Yehalacha Yidan. The bottom, Shlo Deshach Torah. Why do we do this? You should not forget the seven Kriyas Torah. What happens if you daven very, very early, before Amud HaShachar? Before Amud HaShachar, beheld this man kriyas HaTorah, biyom v'leilus medin, d'gemar l'chem, yesh lakal b'shas hatchak, v'ayin m'shal shuvus p'nei meivin, gam kei nishal oydus hanoshem ha'noisim al yoyim hashuk, koydem or hayoyim m'spalim al im haderech, the current b'toyro koydim tseis and laderech ele the brach levatola in kan aval ein lasos kim lechatil. So here's a shayla: you're not allowed to daven shacharis before alois hashachar. We discussed this. There are many zmanim for tzila. There's a zman, the earliest time when you can say kriyashma. There's a zman, the earliest time when you can put on tefillin, talis, and tzilz mishayakir. Mishayakir we discuss is between 30 to 60 minutes before sunrise. Okay, sunrise is Nates, sunrise. Let's talk not in numbers. In today's except Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes before sunrise. You are already allowed to daven Shacharis at the time of Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes before sunrise. However, you're going to be davening your Shacharis without your talis and tefillin, because you're not allowed to put on talis and tefillin, at least not make a brach on your talis and tefillin, until Mishayakir, you can recognize your friend who you are familiar with slightly within Dalet Amos, or the same thing as between the time when you can tell the difference between white and blue, which is approximately 50 minutes before sunrise. Some say 40, some say 30. It's not clear. There are different opinions of how many minutes before sunrise. So Alois HaShachar again is 72 minutes before sunrise. And Mishayakir is, let's say, 45 minutes before sunrise. So if you're in a rush and you want to daven and you have no choice, you can daven 72 minutes before sunrise. But just do not wear talis and tefillin. Make sure after, at a later point in the day, after Mishayakir, you put on your talis and tefillin, you make a bracha, and you recite Kriya Shema. That's talach. Now what about if you have to go out on the road and you want to lane? The bus is leaving at 72 minutes before sunrise. The bus is leaving. So there's a call. Everyone, it's a Monday morning. Everyone come to shul. We're going to be laning at 82 minutes before sunrise. We are going to be laning from the Torah. So what's the question? Now, you can't daven. You can't daven. It's too early to daven. Because the first time you could daven is 7 2 minutes before sunrise. But the bus is leaving. And there's not going to be a Sefer Torah. And it's a Monday. And you're going to miss Kriyas HaTorah. So even though it's not part of the Seder HaTzvila, you have no choice in this instance, at least you want to salvage Kriyas HaTorah. Are you allowed to lane from the Torah 82 minutes before sunrise to be Yoitze Kriyas HaTorah on Monday that Chazal have sanctioned? That's what Chazal want. They want you to lane from the Torah Monday, Thursday. Or let's say we'll lane 100 minutes before sunrise. So this is a big debate in the poskim. The bottom line is you should not do it. You should not do it. L'chatchila, you should not do it. Not even B'diavad, he says. He says, if you did it, you don't have to do tshuva for making a bracha levatala. Let's say a person did it. Can you say about him that he made a bracha levatala? He was mostly a shemeshman levatala? No. He did not make a bracha levatala, but should you plan and put on the schedule, everyone should come to shul 82 minutes before sunrise, because we're going to go daven shachris, so we can get on the bus and we can travel the whole day. No, it should not be done. The earliest time you can lane from the Sefer Torah is the same as the earliest time when you can daven, which is alois hashachar, 72 minutes before sunrise. But again, just because you can daven does not mean you can make a bracha on your talis and tefillin. That must wait until the zman of Mishayakar, which I think many people today follow something like 45 minutes before sunrise here in New York City, in Brooklyn, something along those lines. It's not clear.
I had to be in Washington, D.C., I think about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
This is in the winter.
Yeah.
So I was flying out of LaGuardia, the shuttle. So the shuttle takes off 7, 8 every hour. And I had to take 7 o'clock shuttle. Now, mind you, it's wintertime.
Okay.
You can daven before 6:30.
So I ended up davening in the plane in my seat.
Okay, so not so terrible.
The plane was half empty. Yeah. So only certain people thought I was crazy.
You'd be surprised. Some, they don't think you're crazy. The New York Times often has published pictures of Jews wearing tefillin on the front, on the cover of the New York Times. I've seen it in my own eyes. So the world knows what tefillin are. Phylacteries. They know what it is.
When they made daylight savings 2 hours
yeah.
ahead, and that this.
Yeah. It's now. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's lam it. One more halacha, we'll finish up Kriyas HaTorah. Asar shevisfalim in lechem Sefer Torah likrois, ein mivin lechem Sefer Torah litzorech hakriya, afilu im chavushim veisar. So this is the severity. The Kriyas HaTorah is very, very machmir. You don't go and bring a Sefer Torah to a location. You don't bring a Sefer Torah. Even afilim chavushim veisar, they're in jail, they're in prison. You don't bring, someone told me, he was a chaplain. He goes to visit people. He says, there the minig is, you don't go to the Amu without the garto. It is terrible. It's very sad. No joke. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's go further.
We went on a tour there
about the Sefer Torah. It's not so simple. The people are became very lax in taking Sefer Torah.
We went on tours about the Sefer Torah. Ask Jerry Bernstein.
They're very lax. People are the tour. Let's see. Asar Shemispalim, the Ein Lehem. The kids was very machmir. Let's see. Asar Shemisalim ve'elachem Sefer Torah likros emi v'im lachem Sefer Torah l'tzorcha kriya. Afilim heim chavushim esasum v'afilu b'rosh hashanah v'im. You hear this? Even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't bring a Sefer Torah to a jail. You don't bring a Sefer Torah to people who need a Sefer Torah if it's not the Sefer Torah's location. A Sefer Torah, the most important thing about a Sefer Torah is it must have a makom. It must have a place. A makom kavua. To bring a Sefer Torah to a person, to bring the Sefer Torah, what? Are we going to come to that? So you have to make a makom. Ach, look how he explains halacha. You have to listen to lamas. Ach, okay, here is the yesod. When you know the yesod, then you know the rules. In machinim yoyim or yoyimayim mikoydem or enoitev, if you prepare a day or 2 days in advance an oroin or a teva, she'oisin makom kavua. You have to establish a makom for the Sefer Torah, mutter. Because then you're not bringing the Sefer Torah to the person. You're making a new makom for the Sefer Torah, and now you, the people who are in jail, the people who are in this location, that they happen to be in the Mar. They are coming to the Makom of the Sefer Torah.
Hamashashkin doesn't do that.
They have an Aron, of course. They have an Aron.
But they don't do it 2 days in advance.
Okay, they can't answer it, but the main thing is an Aron. I know Rabbi Reisman is very tells about the Bible. You have to have a Makom. People, they bring the Sefer Torah wrapped into this talis. That's not proper. Talis, you have to have an Aron, because having an Aron establishes a Makom for the Sefer Torah. Now, when you're there, so you are like coming to the Sefer Torah's Makom. To bring it in a talis, that's an indication that this is my Makom, the Sefer Torah is coming to me. It's a matter of attitude. It's no good.
But here are exceptions. But two conditions. He's a chashuv and he's also ill. A chashuv person that's sick, a double condition. You have to have a double heter. Adam chashuv and he's ill. The yesham, some say, Adam chashuv afilu ina chayla, or ulu chayla afilu ina adam chashuv mutter. The yesh lakal b'shabbos parashas zocha, because it's deraisa, parashas para, b'bnei sheyesham shehem deraisa. That is the exception. And what about a base oval? Same thing. So I saw in the article, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he quotes Shuv from Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe is very machmer in these in Yanim. Even if you bring a say, you have an aura on a makam, Rav Moshe still holds and you should lay in there 3 times. And therefore it's very common that if even though the Avel on Shabbos Mincha, you have a special minion in the home of the Avel, even though there's no need, the Avel is allowed to go to Shul, in order, nothing more than in order to make a third laning for the Sefer Torah. Or if the Avelis is over, keep the Avel there until you have an opportunity to make a third laning. Rav Moshe does quote there in the article, in the Kitzur from Rav Moshe, that if you can, it's too difficult to have a third minion, it's okay. It's okay, b'di'avet.
What's the 3-4?
Kvius. Having 3 times like a chazaka. Rav Moshe holds that it's not just a mokom. He's very machmir. You have to have a kvius for the Sefer Torah. If you're not going to have, you're just having an Aron, and laning 3, Aron doesn't mean, oh, it's the Sefer Torah's mokom. It's still considered they brought the Sefer Torah to me. It's a zilzel. I'm such a great, famous person, and the Sefer Torah is coming to me. That's a disgrace to the Sefer Torah. You go to the Sefer Torah, not the Sefer Torah comes to you. But if we're going to establish this is the makom of the Sefer Torah, so then it's not considered the Sefer Torah is coming to me. How do you establish that this is the makom of the Sefer Torah? Well, the Kitzur, he just says an oroin or a makom, and he has a concept of a yoim or yoimayim koydim lochein. But Moshe, that's not enough. And Moshe says you also have to have a kavils. So the kavir is established 3 days. Yeah, but the Aron has to have the Sefer has to have a kavir of 3 lanings.
When I made a bris on Shabbos in my house, he told me to make sure I have at least 20 people to lane chakras, 10 people wait out on the porch.
Absolutely. The National Council, they have a lot of NCSY. NCSY, they have a lot of Shabbatons. They fly all over the place. And they have special, they made special cases, duffel bags, Sefer Torah. Duffel bag, exactly. The Rabbanim hold that for the greater good, they're lenient. The greater good of, especially NCSY, dealing with Kir V'Chaykim. So Kir V'Chaykim, you know, there's certain things, you find the slightest heter, it's worth it. So NCSY, Kir V'Chaykim, it's worth it. You'll find there's no other solution.
Is it better than not laying yet? Laying from a chumash?
Maybe it is. Maybe it's better not to lay. If there's no excuse. They're very lamekal. This is something that's a very, very big problem. People are extremely makal in these halachas. There are heterim. The people go. They go to a hotel. They just take a Sefer Torah for one lady for Shabbos.
He went really
went wild on this.
Ori's bris was on Simchas Torah.
Yeah.
So we davened early in the house. We had the first, and then everybody went to shul for laying in our coffers.
You tell me where in one of the communities they
in my parents' apartment or his person was in my parents' apartment.
There's a certain community where in New York where Monday and Thursday an oval goes to shul. Right. The rabbi does not allow where is this?
Oh, that was it's in Fayetteville.
The rabbi there does not allow, he holds a zilzel for the Sefer Torah to be taken to the home of an avel, violates all of these laws, and therefore on Monday, Thursday, the avelim come daven in shul. They leave their home and they come, they daven in shul. There's no minyan in the home of an avel on Monday and Thursday, period. Because you need a Sefer Torah, and they don't want Sefer Torah to be brought to private homes. I guess it's because of this halacha, it's a zilzel in the kedusha of the Sefer Torah. There's something to be said for that.
A lot of these halachas before they had a, you know, that was the whole idea of having an aron that was miyuchad for
right.
A traveling Sefer Torah. That's how it was made in the first place. The ones that people used to take from an aron kodesh, they took it, had an extra sefer, they took it.
Right.
Ramosha was, you know, the only heterim was after the, you know, the Young Israel started before the Misatskin, the Young Israel, a lot of Young Israels.
Special aron, right?
People
right.
Were, you know,
special aron.
Special Sefer Torah that had its own aron and it was made for travel.
Right. But even that, it's still some degree of zilzal. Okay, I didn't notice this one. Let's just on the bottom. I didn't finish up this paragraph. Ayn b'shal shulis mahari asad sha'asa halacha lemaisa shakar beestilus mincha leach ashrei mibnei shle kar b'shachas. Okay, this again discussing the seder hatzfila. The example that we gave before, where a group of people, they let's say they went to a simcha and they all came back together on an airplane and there was no kriya satar and they all made up. When they get back into the city, they all live in the same neighborhood, we're all going to come to shul and we're going to lane. So when should they lane? Should they lane during mincha? So we have such a story, we use misakin, that they should lane the laning of Monday and Thursday at mincha because no one there heard the kriya satara. Halach l'mayis shakar be'ez tulas mincha l'acha ashrei mibneish after ashrei mibneish shloi kar b'shachris. You need, if you have 10 people, now you kriya satara in the morning, you can do kriya satara in the afternoon. Over shals and shuvis pri hasadeh nishal gamken b'yishav echad shakash shalohem l'kabitz minyan b'shachris. You hear this? The people wake up late and they can't get a minyan for shachris. And the people don't hear kriya satara. This is not so uncommon. And they only come together at mincha in the afternoon for mincha. So can you lane on a regular basis kriya satara at mincha? Minyan l'kashrut of rach l'eis erev yichol m'skabetz im nochon hadavah sheyiku b'shas mincha v'hevi gam keim m'shal shuvus mari hanal v'hela she'al pi sibu yichol l'asos kein avaloy l'sakin takon k'vu b'zeh. You can do it occasionally, but don't get into the habit of doing it.
Don't make it happen.
Okay, don't make it. That's the way we do in this community. That's the Monday, Thursday, we lay my mincha. Because everyone's out sleeping. They're all sleeping for shachas.
That's actually works. Let's say they work from 4 to 12.
As long as it's not a kiddush, once in a while you can do it. What? How often is it called? Okay, so that is one will cover if you both. But the takanis do both. Okay, we'll take a